every local authority is preparing a plan like this. And like in a lot of places, I suppose we've got a lot of disparate plans already in existence. But the council, for instance, prepared its corporate plan, and we have a local economic and community plan. We have our own cultural services strategy. We have a heritage plan. We have a creative entrepreneurship plan. And all those disparate plans are out there. But what's going to happen with Creative Ireland is it's going to pull the strategic priorities out for Donegal. And what I'm hoping will happen as a result of the public meetings will be that there'll be a consistency there, and that we'll agree what those strategic priorities are. And almost as importantly as anything else will be how we feel is going to be a means to address them.
There's no doubt that there is a huge level of professional creativity in Donegal. Many people make their living in creative endeavours, creative industries and so on. But there is also a huge amateur community sense of creativity in this county, and an appreciation of arts and culture that's arguably unparalleled. And I'm sure you want to tap into that as well.
Absolutely. And we have absolutely no doubt whatsoever about the strength of culture in the county. And about 10 years ago, we undertook an audit of the creativity that was in Donegal. And at the time, we were, you know, really astounded about the number of organisations and individuals that were involved. And I think, for example, now, 10 years later, it would be very useful to run that type of exercise again. We know in Donegal, the music sector particularly is very strong, as is heritage, as is the visual arts, as is drama, as is craft, as is language, traditional skills. You know, the list goes on. So we actually find now that in Creative Ireland, we're having an opportunity to showcase Donegal's strengths. And as part of this process, we have had a number of times where the Creative Ireland team and the government, for instance, have said, well, look, Donegal is really showcasing culture in the country, not just locally. And I think it's very important that we're getting a platform nationally and internationally as a result of this Creative Ireland process. That's all good for the county.
Public meetings taking place over the next 2 weeks in various areas. Who do you want to see attend those meetings, and what do you hope those meetings will achieve?
Everybody who has an interest in culture and in creativity is welcome to attend. And what I'm hoping we will achieve is that people will put forward their ideas. I'm expecting them to be consistent with some of the ideas we may have heard previously. And that's good, because that means that we're actually kind of identifying the right priorities. And what I hope we'll also achieve is that people will come forward and kind of say, OK, I suggest we need more workspaces, let's say, for artists, just for talk's sake. And then the question is going to be, well, how do we think we're going to deliver that? And I'd like to think that we're going to be coming up with creative solutions as well as coming up with the needs for the sector. So that's what I hope we're going to have achieved. That will appear then in our 5-year plan, and hopefully we'll be able to deliver what's in the plan over the course of the next 5 years.